Davy Stevens, American Soybean Association President from Clinton, Kentucky.
So the big news yesterday was that the administration announced that it will be doing the second half of the trade aid payments. So just go ahead and tell me a little bit of some of your thoughts on that and how that will help soybean growers.
Well, it's going to truly help soybean growers have confidence in what the administration is trying to push trade issues forward. It kind of lets us know as growers, it just gives you confidence to know that we're trying to improve our market situation, and the administration has said, we want to improve this. It's going to hurt in the short run, but we're looking at the long game here, and the administration has reached out to American Soybean Association on how that effort would move forward. So we've been in a lot of conversations, and they've done what they've said they would do from back in the beginning, and so we're just trying to move what's best for the soybean industry and all of agriculture forward.
How will the second half of these payments help farmers as they have been hurt by the trade war?
Well, first and foremost, it's something that helps in the short run, but it's truly not a fix for what we need to get resolved with our biggest export market, which is China. And so we need to make sure that we appreciate what the administration's done for this year, but we also need to move forward with what we need to move into with getting resolved with China and trying to move the whole issue of trade forward on what helps them as a customer and us as producers that export our product.
So I saw that in the press release it says, you know, the ASA is still trying. The overall goal is to get a negotiated trade war that would result with rescinding the tariffs. So talk a little bit about that and just more on why that is important, because China's a big market.
China's a big market that's been cultivated over about 40 years. And when you look back at China, there are 40 years of just a good rapport with what we're trying to build a market. So fast forward 20 years from there to around 1996 or 7, we exported about $400 million of product. Fast forward 20 years from there, that goes along to make the complete 40, we sold $14 billion of U.S. soy. So when you look at what a relationship has went from what it was 40 years ago, and I'm talking, so it'd be 41 or now, when you look at where it was at, where it was at in about 1997 and where it was at in 2017, you see an increase of what was a starting market, what was a $400 million in 1997 that went on in 24 years to be a $14 billion. And that's significant as soybean farmers, which was the leading planted crops this year in the United States.
And since it was announced that China and the U.S. are kind of, you know, putting a hold on adding more tariffs and negotiating over now less than 90 days, but is that something that you think will result in progress, trade progress?
Well, we hope so. We hope the administration is playing the long game, and I think they are. We've got to trust that they're playing the long game. And they're trying to give us short-term help, but they're also trying to make sure that we get a secure food supply for what farmers need, you know, to move forward with how we've got to do our job in supplying what is needed within the United States and globally.
And part of that, China started resuming purchases of some soybeans. I know numbers weren't as high as some traders thought they would be. What are some of your thoughts about that as well?
Well, it takes time. Good news is better than no news, and so I'm glad that something's being done. And with that being said, you know, we're seeing a first glimpse of what, you know, we're kind of starting to agree with each other, and let's see what happens, and just kind of make sure that both sides.
Anything we didn't touch base on that you want to make sure is mentioned?
Well, I'll tell you this. It's a good. If you think about it, Amy, we've got a farm bill that was passed with the votes in the Senate and the House that ASA worked directly with leaders from both the chairman of the House and ranking member, and the chairman of the Senate and ranking member. And so all we're waiting on is the president's signature. Hopefully it'll happen this week. There's speculation it will. And if that does, that's a win for what ASA has brought to the table to help farmers move forward. And everything that's in front of them, from a farm bill that was getting ready to expire or will expire in 2018, and what is negotiations for trade that will transpire over hopefully the next less than 90 days. And so that's good news. And so when you get good news as a farmer, that's always something that makes you just want to get out and work harder for what's to come. Because I always look at farmers, they're resilient, like, and I'll use the planet of a soybean, and I'm a soybean farmer and a corn farmer. Farmers are like a resilient, just like a soybean. They can be had their back against the wall and get that least bit of rain and persevere and go forward. And so that's one thing that with what's going on with the trade and this MFP second payment, but also with the farm bill that hopefully will be signed by the president before year's end.